Hey, this is Sophia from CNET here with the latest tech news. Securing your Amazon account is a simple task, and one you should absolutely take the time to do. Your account is a treasure trove of personal information, from credit or debit cards to your address and those of friends and loved ones. All information that any hacker would love to access. So take a few minutes to audit your personal details, use a more secure password, and enable an extra layer of protection for your account. First, make sure the information linked to your Amazon account is current. If someone were trying to access your account and change your security settings, Amazon will send you an email to confirm you're the one who's making the changes. Similarly, having a phone number linked to your account will act as a backup method to receive one-time passcodes. After updating your information, it's time to pick a strong password. If you already use a password manager that creates, remembers, and even enters your passwords for you, great job. That's exactly what everyone should be doing, especially with the number of breaches, leaks, and security issues occurring on a seemingly regular basis. But one thing you shouldn't do is reuse a password across multiple accounts. Should one of those accounts suffer some sort of breach, that will leave all of your other online accounts vulnerable. Some password managers are free, others are paid, but either way, it's time to up your password game. Once you've decided on a password manager, change your Amazon password in the Login and Security section by clicking on Edit next to the password field. Enter your current password, then copy and paste your new, random password from your password manager and click Save Changes. Another benefit of using a password manager is that they also store the one-time passwords, or OTP, that are required to use two-step verification. You can add an additional layer of security on your account by turning on two-step verification, which then requires you to enter your password followed by a temporary code that's either texted to you or displayed in an app. Without your password and that code, nobody, not even you, can get into that account. You'll be given two different options to receive your OTP codes, phone number or authenticator app. Using your phone number means you'll receive a text message containing your code whenever you log into your Amazon account. Alternatively, an authenticator app lets you access your code within your password manager or a dedicated authenticator app like Google Authenticator. We recommend using an app. To use one, click an authenticator app, then use your preferred app to scan the QR code. The app will begin showing you a 6-digit code. Enter it on the site and click Verify OTP and continue. On the next page, click the button labeled Got It, Turn on 2-step verification. That page walks you through the process for signing into devices like a Kindle that can display the OTP prompt. Instead, you'll need to enter your password followed by the OTP code in order to sign in. After you've done securing your Amazon account, take the time to do so for your Google, Apple, or Facebook account. For more of the latest tech news, visit cnet.com.